Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, America and around the world. The SRI Label Group, Wildlife Educational Services, and Blog Talk Radio presents Larry and Cheryl Batson discovering our wild world and the music of the SRI Label Group. It's time for animal tracks, wildlife conversation, and great music. Join us and enjoy Larry Batson's Wild World Animal Tracks.
Hello, everyone. From the remote jungles of Clinton Falls, Indiana, this is Larry Batson with my beautiful wife, Cheryl. Say hi, Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl. Oh, wait. Hello.
And this is Animal Track on Blog Talk Radio. Green album for SRI Label Group.
He's very cool.
That is very cool.
Smooth.
It's smooth like me.
Yeah.
Getting my groove on.
Yeah.
Let me read this real quick. The SRI Label Group is our underwriter for Animal Tracks on Blog Talk Radio. The SRI Label Group is for people that love all music. Rock, jazz, blues, country, it's all there. The artists in their classic recordings. Best of ELO. Little Richard Live, Chambers Brothers, Hall & Oates, a catalog of thousands of recordings available for download. Or, hey, you can just listen to them. The whole darn song. The whole song. Explore an amazing music collection at the best musical site. We're telling you, the SRI Label Group. Check it out today. SRIRecords.com. We saw something pretty amazing on television just moments ago.
Yes.
Or you saw more of it than I had a chance to. I was getting ready to set up this show we do, but about that young lady. That was pretty amazing.
Most of those kids are on that show.
The Steve Harvey show is what we're talking
Little
about.
Big Shots.
And what was the name of the band that played with her? And I told you, I play it on my other radio job, Radio Mom. Pentatonics or Pentatronics or...
That's your job, not mine.
I don't have a clue. You know, everybody thinks disc jockeys are cool.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, they're the biggest nerds in the world. They're the lowest rung of the entertainment ladder, according to our friend Bill Scherr. World-renowned escape artist and disc jockey.
He would know.
He would know. So what's on your mind tonight, Cheryl?
Oh, there's never a lot.
Oh, I'm telling you, there is.
I heard a cute joke on the program.
Were those Christmas jokes?
Yes.
We want to hear all of them.
We can hear this one. What's an elf's favorite music?
I don't have a clue.
Rap music.
Oh! I'm stealing that. Go ahead. Was there any others?
Yeah.
How were they?
Well, I should pepper them through the evening.
Pepper them through the evening?
You don't want all the spice at once, do you?
No, you're right.
What about you? What did you do today, Mr. Batson?
You know, not a heck of a lot.
No,
you know, just the normal chores that we have to do every day. You know, got this menagerie to take care of. And the mama, she's the main menagerie caretaker. I just go retrieve the bowls, and she fills them, and then I deliver them. It's almost like a nursing home, isn't it?
That they can eat you.
These pages.
Just our bosses.
Yeah, they're our bosses. What am I saying? But so anyway.
Well, you did go and bring hits.
I did bring Radio Mom, radiomom.fm, for those listening around the world. You can get it on the internet, radiomom.fm. And I'm on every night from 6 to midnight. Man, it's a brutal schedule.
It's tough.
Man,
how are you doing it right now?
Well, I'm doing two things at one time.
No. We know that's impossible.
Yeah, that is impossible, isn't it? No, wait. I can't. You know.
See, you can't even lie and talk at the same time.
No, I can't do that.
Wait a minute, that doesn't make any sense.
We do something called tracking. Where you just talk on a computer between the songs and introduce the songs and tell the people what songs.
You're not supposed to give that away, are you?
I don't care. And I try to make it sound live, so if I mess up, I could re-record it over.
But you don't.
I don't. No, I just,
why would you?
No, because it's, you know.
Live.
Yeah, it's live radio. So I'm live on here live with you, and then I'm on live in Lebanon, Indiana. So it's all good. Want to hear some music?
Well, we always like to hear music.
I know. You know, the SRI label group has such wonderful tunes. You know all the great songs? One of the great songs they have?
What are you going to put on there? I can tell by the Googling trouble is coming.
Oh, it is coming because you know what? I'm going to be in trouble now because they're coming to take us away.
Ran away, and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I told the first. Well, you left me anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind.
Yeah.
wife is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats.
Oh, I love those white coats!
You thought it was a joke, and so you laughed and laughed when I had said that losing you would make me lift my lid. Right? You know you laughed, I heard you laugh. You laughed and laughed and laughed, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And chirping birds, basket weavers who sit and stare and twiddle their thumbs and their toes. Love, love, toe. I cooked your food, I cleaned your house, and this is how you pay me back for all those kind of selfish loving deeds. Ha! Well, you just wait, they'll find you yet, and when they do, they'll put you in the ASPCA. You may be mine.
SRI Jazz is proud to present their newest release, This Is Ray Brown Jr. That's right, Ella Fitzgerald's son continues to entertain audiences with his warm and charming vocals, making this one of the best vocal jazz albums of the year. Here are some sample tracks from the album. Visit our website to hear all of them in their entirety. Just go to srirecords.com or click on the banner in your media player now.
It's wonderful, marvelous, you should care for me. Awful nights, paradise, what I love to see. My baby, when she walks by, all the fellas go, I know why. Simply 'cause that girl is so fine. If cause she knocked me off my feet. Have mercy on me. I know for certain one I love. I'm through with flirting. It's you that I'm thinking of. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love. Oh, you must take the A-train to go to Sugar Hill, way up in all.
You've been listening to a few sample tracks from the new album, This Is Ray Brown Jr. You can hear all the songs in their entirety at srirecords.com. Support jazz music today at srirecords.com. Consideration provided by SRI Jazz.
Hi, everyone. This is Shelley Leibowitz, and you're listening to my friends Cheryl and Larry Batson on Animal Tracks here on Blog Talk Radio.
Our good buddy, Shelley Leibowitz.
We love Shelley Leibowitz.
We love Shelley Leibowitz. What are you doing? You're rearranging pictures in our studio.
Yes, I am.
And what possessed you to do that?
You told me to.
I did tell you to. We're going to do something pretty exciting, aren't we?
Well, you are.
Larry the Animal Guy on Skype.
Skype!
It'll be fun.
Bring you into this decade.
Yeah, I need to get into the decade.
Well, yeah.
I'm always about
you have
two
a few
steps.
Decades behind.
I'm about two steps behind.
Nah, I don't think so.
Maybe three.
Actually, you've been kind of ahead before, and people didn't get it.
Well, that's true.
Years ago, when you and Henry, Mr. Kenny Day, who
Dr.
was Dr.
Day, right.
You designed the Flynn Brothers.
Oh, the Flynn Brothers.
And they didn't, nothing moved except, wasn't it their mouth?
Their mouth moved.
And then what came after that, the...
I can tell you.
No, I'm talking about what...
Oh, sorry. Oh, you're talking about the people that got national fame after the Flynn Brothers and basically stole our ideas.
Yeah.
Oh, that would
after
be.
You were told, oh, those are ridiculous.
That was on MTV.
What was it?
They were on MTV. Who were those bad little boys in that cartoon? I cannot think of the name of that.
Well, anyway.
Anyway.
Your guys were called Hawk and Tooie.
Yeah, Hawk and Tooie.
And they worked at the zoo.
We did. Maintenance.
Mm-hmm. And they took care of a lot of.
Well, we had a big problem. The flamingo exhibit. Got messed up into the filtering system and literally backed up with poop. And then all of a sudden, the Flynn Brothers, who slept in the maintenance shed, woke up one morning and it was like a tsunami of flamingo poop heading their way. So they had to get out of the way quick. Because here comes the poop.
There was a lot of poop.
It was like 3 foot high of poop or more. And the birds weren't helping them. And, Hawk and Tooie, the Flynn Brothers.
Had a lot to say about poop.
Well, that's basically their life.
I know.
From one poop pile to the next, that's what they did every day at the zoo.
Well, what were the two guys' names that was the cartoon that became so popular? And nothing really moved on them except their mouths.
Oh, I cannot think of it, Cheryl. You're going to drive me crazy. Where's your Google? Where's your phone? We got to look at it. I know there's people screaming at the computer right now. Tell who it is. Yeah.
It's not Ren and Stimpy. I know that.
No. It was on MTV. Beavis and Butthead. Oh, why? Where did that come from?
I like Hawk and Tooie just as well.
Hawk and Tooie were funny. Because basically their lives, I mean, poop is a funny thing. You know, what do the children do in a school program when something poops?
They laugh.
They laugh because pooping is funny. Pooping and throwing up. Now, there's two equal things of funny that aren't funny to the person it's happening to.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. You know, you get into that part of the realm of the wild world and...
That's too much.
Oh, my God.
So, here it is, Christmas time.
Yeah.
And we have any good Christmas time animal guy stories to tell us?
Oh, I do have one.
Okay.
I have one. I remember many, many, many years ago, we had camels. And one of the things that we would do would be go to various churches that would have living nativity scenes. Yeah, in December. You know, and they'd get people that would dress up like the three wise men and Mary, and they'd have, and they'd always wanted camels. And, that's cool, camels, perfect. So we had a nativity scene that we did, and on that particular night, I believe the temperatures were close to zero or 10 below. Very, very cold. Now, the minister or the preacher who was in charge of the nativity scene tried to put everybody in a good frame of mind, so guess what he did? He just wore a T-shirt in zero wind and cold.
God was taking care of him.
God was taking care of him, and he was hoping that that would
he may
bring
come up with pneumonia in January.
Yeah. Yeah, we may have lost him from pneumonia. I wouldn't know after that particular evening. I didn't. But anyway, so we took the camels there, and the whole idea is you bring the camels out, we tie them to a fence, or they tie them to a stake. And basically what people did was they just rented the camels. The church would rent the camels for a couple of hours. We'd deliver the camels. Sometimes they'd want us to bring some goats, and if we had some goats, we'd take sheep for their nativity scenes. That's no problem. We did all that. So they had the camels out there, and there was two of them, or maybe there was just one. Not important. But the camels were by the three wise men. Now, people would drive around their cars through the whole area of this living nativity scene with various church members dressed up like these people from biblical times. So, what do you think a camel does when it's about zero and it's windy and they're out on the plains? What would you think a camel would naturally do?
Well, it has really little legs, so
yeah.
Probably lay down to stay warmer.
Yeah, it would be warmer for the camel. Okay. So we had the camel.
Generate more heat.
Generate more heat, that's right. So we basically what we did is we put the camels in position. We went back to our truck, which is parked within eyesight of the camels, with a heater on.
Because they didn't pay us to be cold.
No, they didn't pay us to be cold. And so we'd leave the truck, we were running. So anyway, the camels would stand up for maybe 5 minutes, and then they'd lay down, like camels would do. Well, the minister didn't.
Smart.
Yeah, they're smart. The minister didn't think the camels should lay down. He thought they should stand up for the entire time we were there, which was about 90 minutes or so, I think. So here he comes. We're sitting in the truck. He says, "Well, them camels, it'd be a lot better if they could stand up." And I'm thinking, well, you can see the camels perfectly fine. Why is it important whether they're sitting, laying down, or they're standing up? So I said, fine. Okay, we'll give them a stand up. So we walked over to them and said, get up. Well, pretty soon, reluctantly, they got up. Once they got up, we went back to the warm truck. Well, we sit in the warm truck for a minute. Pretty soon, the camels would be back down. So we're like, okay, all right. So we'll go get them up again. So we went and got them up. Went back to the truck. So then we get to watch them, and the camels lay back down.
Yeah.
So we look at the three wise men. We were bad. We called it the three wise guys because we were not really. We talked to them a little bit. We were not bonding at all. Let's put it that way.
Yes, I understand.
There was no bonding at all going on between us and the three wise men, which we called the wise guys, to their face, and they didn't like it. So anyway, well, I get in trouble for that.
I don't know.
They were actors anyway.
It didn't
matter.
It's funny.
So we get back to the truck and the camels lay back down. So we watch the three wise men. They try to get the camels up.
Oh,
we can
so
see them. Shoot, get up.
Yeah. If you can do it, they can
jiggling
do it.
Their head. Right.
Yeah, who are you?
Who are
a wise
we?
Man. You're not dressed like an idiot.
We did bring the camel.
Yeah.
But what do we know? Well, not real long. So finally, we opened up the truck door and said, well, here's where I got It got so the camels, every time we opened up the front door, whoop, they were
they
back out.
Right back out.
Yeah. So that's all. We didn't have to walk up to the camels, and the wise men were just shaking their head because they'd be trying to do everything to that.
I felt less wise every minute.
You know, they felt. I think
there had to be some satisfaction for you.
There was a lot.
All you had to do was open the door.
But I'll tell you what. And as soon as that 90 minutes is up, we were loading that camel back in that trailer.
That trailer.
And we said, hello, goodbye, Wiseman. Have a Merry Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho.
And everybody about froze. It was ridiculous. My goodness. But, yeah, them three wise guys.
wasn't there a word? There's a word, isn't there?
What's that?
There's a word when you work with camels.
Yeah.
Isn't there a word to get them
Kush.
To stand up and to sit down?
Yeah, Kush means everything, I guess. It means lay down, stand up. We usually just scream, get up!
Oh, I thought you screamed Kush.
No, we did. But it was,
I know.
Here's Richie Garcia, you know, our percussionist friend. He's on tour right now with Phil Collins. He's also on the SRI label group at Shelly Label. SRIRecords.com. Check it out, folks. Lots of great music. Rock, jazz, blues, country. It's all there. You can listen to the songs for free, the complete songs. So it's SRIRecords.com. And you're listening to Cheryl and Larry Batson on Animal Tracks on Blog Talk Radio. Here's Richie Garcia. Garcia. He's on tour with Phil Collins. I said that, didn't I?
Yes.
He was on tour with Sting.
Is he?
Yeah, he's good too.
I guess.
Quite the percussionist.
Well, yeah. What it'd be kind of daunting to be with Phil.
I would think so.
For a minute, and then you probably have it.
Yeah. Of course, he can't play drums anymore. Phil Collins can't. Yeah, it's back to just, he hurt himself just playing drums all those years. They only did a gazillion shows, probably.
Yeah.
Just think all the stuff he did. He did Live Aid, Both Coasts.
That's true.
And plus all those years of Genesis and all those years as a solo artist and all that time, they recorded a stupid song like this studio.
What?
What's that all about?
No, I still don't know.
I play it, but I don't have a hair. And it ain't on Shelly's label.
I know you would play it, and I'm glad Shelly didn't have it.
And it ain't on Shelly's label.
Yes, thank you, Shelly.
Yeah. My gosh.
And?
I told my Christmas story.
I have another joke.
Oh, okay.
Do you know how much Santa's sleigh costs?
No.
It's on the house. Nothing. Get it?
I got it. You know, that just sits out there and nobody grabs it and figures it out beforehand.
Since you were talking about poop, should I tell my poop story when Leslie and we went to visit the Harrison folks on Friday last week?
Yeah, tell your story. I've forgotten it already.
Well, when we go to school,
yeah,
she's usually the last to get in the truck.
Right, okay.
Except you, because you're always, you know.
I'm always climbing the truck.
But anyway, so
yeah.
And she knows that I don't like to start my morning with poo.
Not on you.
On me.
Yeah,
at
that's
least.
Bad. That's bad. I will tell you, that'll make a very bad day for all around.
Well, anyway.
Yeah.
So, she'll be 10, you know,
yeah,
her birthday.
Yeah.
And she's much smarter than
me.
Both of us.
Together.
So, she was excited.
Yeah.
And that day, she happened to have a little extra. And what she'll do is, in the morning, she'll jump up onto the bed after she's out of her house.
Yeah.
And get her lead on to go. Look around everywhere, see what's going on.
Yeah.
And she catches that we're going to school.
Sure.
And I said, get back over here. So and we had to clean her up a little. Well, then she usually gets on my shoulder and we walk out to the truck. And sometimes she'll jump up on the gate and be a baboon.
Yeah.
And anyway, so that day she got down and it was cold. Remember?
I remember.
No,
yeah,
and I'm
cold.
Elizabeth, you're getting your feet cold. Oh, no, she didn't come back up. And then she jumped into the truck and speaks to everyone. She spoke to the possum and she spoke to Levi. And
Kaylee.
Kaylee. And she gets into her house for her applesauce or whatever. And I noticed that she had gone again. And so I looked around and there was more in the snow. And I realized that she kindly knew not to do that to me.
Right.
That she walked and dealt with her issue.
Yeah,
and I didn't have to wear it. And it made my day much better.
Yeah.
And it made me realize that she is way so smart.
You know, it's amazing.
Tell me that's not reasoning.
Oh, well, it is reasoning.
Scientists tell us that baboons have reasoning. Really?
Yeah.
It takes a scientist to. The baboons knew that already, didn't they?
You know, I'm telling you right now, I don't think baboons are far from great apes at all. Now, they're not quite. Well, no, they are. Though I was gonna say Serena. Usually, they're like crazy. Or you know, you watch a big gorilla. He'll sit around and observe what's going on, watch his family, and you know, be big. And chimps are kind of that way. They're a little more hyper than gorillas. Then you get into orangutans, which are just they're basically the hippie of the primate world. And then the gibbon apes, which are just, of course, they're lesser apes. They're not even considered to be in the same realm. But baboons, I'll tell you.
And they're not apes.
And they're not apes, but they're the top order of all the monkeys.
She also has very specific choices. You say, you were talking about how they'll hang around would be, what did you say the gorilla would do?
Just hang around, just watch things happen, you know, not really too much of a hurry to do too much, the impression I get.
Well, she, this morning?
She was watching TV.
But what was funny is I've learned that she doesn't like peppermint.
She does not like peppermint.
But today, the only thing left in the candy dish of which she steals from,
yeah,
after she gently takes the lid off.
Yes.
After she has broken one before.
Got in big trouble.
Anyway. There were three left in the dish. Three round peppermints. And she took two of them and only ate the one. But she knew, and of course I said, oh, you can't take those. You don't like those. What about Larry's candy? And she left one piece on the floor.
For me.
Yeah. Opened on the floor.
Yeah, without the cellophane package.
Mm-hmm.
I think she might have sat on it for some period of time.
But she sat there and deliberately took a long time while she sucked on that peppermint, didn't she?
Oh, yeah. She
kind of looked out the window and, you know, she's very
pensive. She was very pensive. I thought about that. She watched some television. She loves to watch her television.
She chooses commercials she enjoys the most.
Yeah. There for a while we told people when she was a youngster, young Babbitt, she didn't like Hootie.
No, she couldn't.
Hootie and the Blowfish, Darius Rucker.
She'd give him the big eye.
She'd give him the big eye and just get mad. And also,
Now she likes the licorice commercial.
The licorice commercial?
Yeah.
I forget, what's that commercial?
Twizzlers.
Oh, okay.
She likes that, remember? She'd
yeah.
Get up there and watch that. Yeah. And you say yeah to her and she gets excited.
And you know, people don't believe this, but she loves McDonald's so much that when she spots the golden arches, I think we've talked about this before, she'll start making that baboon noise. Because she loves her side salad.
Yeah, and, well, she didn't have them because they were gone, the romaine lettuce scare.
Oh, that's right. So they didn't have the side salad.
Yep.
So you'd buy the kids' meal.
So she could get the go-gurt and the apple juice.
Oh, she loves both. I think the go-gurt more, though.
Yeah, the apple juice you said isn't very good.
The apple juice is kind of watered down. It's not real apple-y. You know, I hate to say it, but it's not your best quality of apple juice.
It's in one of those little boxes.
I know, with a little bitty straw you have to poke in there.
That she bites in half.
That she flat steals from you, and then she can't drink the rest of the apple juice. It's not really that good anyway.
Maybe that's what she's doing. She's critiquing it.
She'd be a good critiquer of food. You remember Dolly, our other baboon, was a critiquer of corn. Because our old buddy Glenn Baker, God rest his soul, used to bring over sweet corn.
He offered her a piece one day.
Well, I think he slipped a couple of feed corns.
It was junk. She wouldn't even
pull the shucking off.
She pulled one little piece off and then kind of like, are you kidding? And put it down like he was crazy.
And he laughed so hard that we get
he turned back around and found a good piece.
Oh, yeah. And she showed him. She enjoyed that. Just like she used to eat when we were up at Indiana Beach all those years doing shows. Don at the taco shop used to love to watch her eat a tomato.
And then a tomato every show.
Yeah. It was cool. You know who's related to Shelley Leibowitz, not to change the subject?
Shelley Leibowitz is the subject.
Shelley Leibowitz is our godfather, isn't he? He is. SRI Records. And you know, he's actually related to Mel Torme. Did you know that?
There's another smooth one.
That's a smooth one. You bet.
I got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life. I'm in love. I got a song that I sing. I can make the rain go anytime I move my finger. Lucky me, can't you see? I'm in love. Life is a beautiful thing. as long as I hold the string. I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let go. I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life. I'm in love. Life is a beautiful thing, as long as I hold the string. I'd be a crazy so-and-so if I should ever let go. I have got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world. Look at that beautiful girl. What a wonderful life. I'm in love.
The SRI Label Group is our underwriter for Animal Tracks on Blog Talk Radio. The SRI Label Group is for people that love all music, rock, jazz, blues, country. It's all there, artists and their classic recordings. Best of ELO, Little Richard Live, Chambers Brothers, Hall & Oates. Catalog of thousands of recordings available for download or just to listen to. Explore an amazing music collection at the best musical site, the SRI Label Group. Check it out today, srirecords.com. And don't forget, everybody, check out our website, Larry the Animal Guy, and also our Facebook page, Larry the Animal Guy and Friends. All animals, all fun. Find out to contribute to our wildlife work that we've been doing now for close to 41 years. We're so proud to have SRI Records be our sponsor here on Blog Talk Radio. You have good rhythm. You always said that if any instrument the drums would be your choice.
I like the
drums. You know, I do too. I don't know why I never played. Probably because my parents would never buy me a drum.
Oh, my goodness. Mother Batson.
Oh.
She would have.
That wouldn't have been pretty at all. But anyway, you know the great story.
She was very patient with all of you. You play the violin.
Yeah.
And I know Keith must have burnt up the guitar.
He did. Keith is quite the guitar, is quite the guitar player still. He's very impressive.
And Mel, she loved the piano.
My sister, she did not like the piano. She hated the piano. I told you the story. She used to walk in her sleep. And one night she got up walking around in her sleep, and my dad follows her down the stairs. She goes up to the piano with all of her music, picks up the music, goes back upstairs and throws it in the toilet. Then goes back to bed.
Yeah, she'd had enough of that.
And see, my dad had heard those stories. And don't wake them up when they're sleepwalking.
Yeah.
Nothing could happen.
Yeah.
You know, it might be not good. So, you know, he watched
her.
But after that particular evening, you know, they never
really pushed her into
playing the piano anymore.
With her subconscious telling them, now piano.
I think they got the hint.
What did Kevin play?
Kevin, he didn't play anything.
The radio.
Played the radio.
And guns.
Yeah, he did have an interest in guns. But sports, he played some sports a lot. But anyway, that's enough of my sibling history on Blog Talk Radio. But anyway, this is always fun. You're completely remodeling the studio while we're doing a radio broadcast. You know, that's even more impressive. You haven't stopped all day.
Well, you know.
I know.
They say that people like me are supposed to stay busy.
Yeah. Well,
keeps you out of trouble. Idle hands.
Idle hands. You know what I like to do?
I like
to dance. You know how good I dance.
No, you don't. You're not a dancer.
This is Animal Track. This is Larry Batson with
dancer.
My beautiful
right.
wife, Cheryl.
Fred Astaire. Larry Astaire.
No, I'm no
I
dancer.
I can see it now.
No, you couldn't, because it'd be scary. That would be a nightmare. I'm telling you. Anyway, there's Cool and the Gang.
Are they dancing?
They're going to be dancing. When you hear this song, you'll be dancing. Cool and the Gang from the SRI Label Group. Yep, it is too hot.
Changing you, changing me. gotta run for shade. It's too hot,
too hot,
too hot, lady. Gotta cool the anger from this mess that we've made. It's too hot,
too hot,
too hot, lady. Gotta run for shelter, gotta run for shade. It's too hot,
too hot,
so, so hot, lady. Gotta cool this anger. Oh, I've got to cool this mess we've made. It's so, so hot, baby. Yeah, it's so hot. I just can't take it. I can't stand no more, baby. We were once lovers. We took our vows. A man and wife forever.
Hi, everyone. This is Shelley Leibowitz, and you're listening to my friends Cheryl and Larry Batson on Animal Tracks here on Blog Talk Radio.
That's right. A little too hot. How are we doing?
No, I'm kidding.
Well, thank everybody for listening tonight. As always, we've had a great time having with Cheryl. We ought to play some, we ought to talk a little bit about it.
What?
One more story. You've got to tell the story about Elizabeth, our baboon, the other day when she stole your Christmas ornament that you made, the reindeers.
Sometimes people will say, does Elizabeth just get to be off the lead in your house? The answer is no. Because she's a baboon.
Yeah, she's a baboon.
And she's really amazing. She's very good. She knows what she's not supposed to touch.
Yeah.
But there's times she touches it anyway.
Yes.
So sometimes if we get home and it's late, we just clean her house and then she goes in to watch her TV and have her dinner.
Mm-hmm.
So she was waiting on Larry and she stole a cork reindeer I had made.
Christmas ornament.
Yeah. But
yeah.
It was an old one.
Yeah.
She was cork.
You didn't really care that much.
No.
Just the principle.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So you let her get by with it, of course. And she goes in, and she's so cute because whenever she feels something, she hides it, and she put it toward her belly, and it's just cute.
It is, I have to admit.
Yeah, whatever.
It is cute.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So cute.
Yeah.
So I decide she gets to hear about it because you're not supposed to take my stuff. You're not supposed to take my stuff, and we're baboons, and we have to make sure that I'm the meanest one because, you know, she'll bite my face off.
She'll take advantage of it.
She'll bite my face off.
Or she'll bite
of your head.
Hell.
So anyway, I went in and I said, "You, I took my stuff. You got my stuff. You don't take my stuff." And she's looking at me. And I said, "What do you have? You have?" And she's got the little bead, and I can see it in her cheek pouch. The bead, and I can see the little remnants of the cork still, and pieces of whatever's left, you know. And
yeah.
You don't take my stuff, I tell her. And she doesn't, baboons do not lay down when they sleep. They
no,
sit up.
That's right.
So she still likes a dog bed. And what she does is she kind of hangs them on her and leans against the side and kind of like leans on it.
Yeah.
So she picks up her dog bed as I'm telling her, "I don't like that you took my stuff. You're not supposed to have my stuff." She picked the dog bed up, gave me a look like, "I'm over you," and put the dog bed over her face and head. Like, "I'm done. I'm done listening." And it was funny. Yeah, it's funny. Really funny. Hilarious. But I can't get laughing because she was getting in trouble.
Yeah.
I couldn't be laughing, but it was pretty amazing. She was over me. "I'm over you. I'm putting my bed on my head. Don't talk to me anymore. Talk to the bedhead."
She's a good little girl, though.
Yeah, she is.
For a baboon?
Yeah.
I mean, she is fantastic. I'm not saying she's, well, we
doesn't
know
have
she's,
her days.
She has her days.
Well, you have scars on your arm.
I do have scars. and most people would have given up the challenge years ago. But we're too dumb.
Yes.
We'll handle those full grown baboons. We don't care.
No brain at all.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, but it's well worth it because she teaches so much.
She does. And the children, I'm telling you, the children
all
that
of
we
us,
see.
All of us children, the old children like
all
me,
ages.
There's no one she can't teach.
We've almost spent, gosh, all these years educating about baboons. You know, baboons sometimes don't get such a good PR rating. You know, people think of baboons, but we find them completely the opposite. They're fun-loving, fun-loving group.
Well,
not unless you're a threat, then you've got a big problem. Yeah, so anyway, big good show. Well, listen, some Dionne Warwick, we finish this deal.
We like Dionne.
We do like Dionne.
She and Burt Bacharach. Hello.
Yeah, I know. You know, we got to thank once again Shelley Leibowitz of SRI Records. We love it from Shelley. Yeah. And don't forget the SRI Label Group, SRIRecords.com. And also, as I mentioned earlier, check out our webpage, Larry the Animal Guy, and our Facebook page with lots of animal stuff, Larry the Animal Guy and Friends.
And Larry's art studio.
Oh, yeah. You know, I always forget about that. Yeah, I've got Larry the Animal Guy art studio.
I found a piece of art that he's going to offer that's brand new and never been offered before.
What's that?
You'll see. It's your art.
It is?
Yeah.
You found it hidden somewhere?
Yeah, I found it today.
You did? Well, now
it's
I've
appropriate
got
it for this time of the year.
Oh, I don't remember.
Yeah, you did.
I will when I see it, huh?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. Hey, have a great week, everybody. We'll be back next Wednesday night.
You'll have
God
to check
willing
out the art studio for the piece he's not sure about.
Oh, yeah, the art studio. It's not even on that yet. So.
No.
Oh, gosh. Now you got me guessing.
That could take days.
Well, you know what I say. You know what I say about that, don't you? Walk on by. Good night, everyone.
If you see me walking down the street and I start to cry each time we meet, walk on by.
Walk on by. Don't. Walk on by. Don't.
Hi, everyone. This is Shelley Leibowitz, and you're listening to my friends Cheryl and Larry Batson on Animal Tracks here on Blog Talk Radio.